time drop all its petals on me. Life, I love you, all is groovy.
Listening to 88 miles per hour on 91.5 WMFO in Medford. It's a rainy Tuesday.
I feel like we've had a lot of rainy Tuesdays this year. I feel like we're always telling people about the rain.
This is quite, it's a rainy spring, I think.
Yeah. That's okay though, that's good.
It is good.
I'd appreciate the rain.
Mm-hmm. Spencer's here with us this evening.
Hello, hello.
He speaks. I don't know. I don't really have much to say this evening. Do you have anything to say this evening, Amanda?
Maybe not yet.
Not yet.
I'm sure I will. I'll have things to say once I figure out all these chords.
There's a lot of chords.
Too many.
It's like
too
a puzzle.
Many chords.
Okay.
It's really too many.
How do you guys, are you guys puzzle people? Do you enjoy puzzles?
I have a love-hate
relationship with them because I'm absolutely terrible, but I enjoy a good puzzle, you know?
Sure.
Now, when you say puzzle people, do you mean
right.
like
Like
a jigsaw puzzle, or just a
like not in the brain teaser genre, I'm putting puzzle pieces with puzzle pieces.
Either or, both. There is a difference. You can
listen to music, and just you can. I don't know. I've enjoyed a good puzzle before.
So have I. Well,
it's gotta be like a good picture though. Like you gotta feel like you're getting somewhere, because there's those evil ones where it's just like, I used to have a puzzle where it was just scoops of ice cream all on top of each other. You're just looking at brown chocolate ice cream the whole time, and like that's not fun. That's literally just to make you want to kill yourself.
Brown chocolate ice cream. I had.
Where do I get some?
One of my favorite puzzles was I really liked frogs when I was younger. That was like my favorite animal for a while. And I think I want to say like for a birthday, maybe it was like Christmas or something. But I got a 3D puzzle. It wasn't 3D. It was like one of those like holographic ones. You know, you like move it. And
sure. And it looks different.
It's like happens. A 3D image kind of
like
thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One of those.
I think holographic is the right word.
Yeah.
So there was a bunch of holographic like tree frogs on it. I was pretty hyped about that. Sweet. It was big. It was like a thousand pieces.
Yeah, just like a thousand pieces. Like it was just like, no big deal. Just a thousand.
It wasn't anything. It's like a thousand with three zeros.
Just to clarify.
Just that many. Also, did you guys used to do the ones where it's like all like the same pattern but different like directions, and you have to figure out how to make the big square?
No.
That sounds complicated. I actually used to like those because every piece looked like squares.
Okay.
Like no weird shapes or anything, just squares. And you're trying to make a big square of like a tessellation type thing.
Mm.
And they all looked like they fit together, but then they wouldn't, because you'd have to, like one piece would fit together, but then you'd have to make sure all the other sides worked too. I don't know. I spent hours at those.
That sounds fun.
It was fun.
I was into Mousetrap. Not that that's necessarily in the same genre of jigsaw puzzles, but just fun games.
And the car one, what was it, Rush Hour?
Is that a puzzle?
I don't know what else it would be, though.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Wow.
Oh, Emma.
Okay. This is a game, why are we even on the radio now if you haven't played this game?
Right, like,
come on.
Well, I'll do some Googling in my spare time.
You should. It's
funny.
In the meantime, Amanda, do you have a song for us?
Oh, not yet. Do you have a song for us?
I just gave you the playing abilities.
Oh, I know. I can find one. Sorry, I was talking about puzzles.
Right, I know. I distracted you.
Jeopardy. What are your thoughts on Jeopardy?
Jeopardy's fun. My high school principal, I think, like went on Jeopardy or one of those game shows. He didn't do too hot. I don't think I would be very good at. I don't know.
Do you have a favorite type, like a favorite game show, or a game show you think you would do best on?
I don't know. I think Family Feud's really entertaining.
Family Feud's pretty fun.
Steve Harvey's pretty funny. Not gonna lie.
We played that in my Spanish recitation today, and let me tell you, Family Feud in Spanish is not. It's fun. I can't think on the spot in English.
And
then you're asking me
problematic.
Questions, and it was not pretty. Because then we did the solo round where it's just you and they're like, give me three things
that
you do in the morning, which should be easy. But I'm like, oh my gosh, what do I do in the morning? I'm freaking out. Anyway.
I find the family dynamics always pretty funny
That's true.
On that show, too. Yeah.
Okay, I do have a song now. Emma.
Okay. Yes. I don't know. I was distracted by something. I thought I heard a noise. Did you hear a noise?
I was reacting to something.
Me too.
I was just solidarity.
I spooked everyone.
Emma's hearing things. Everyone be wary.
It's too early in the night for that. Okay.
It really is.
All right. Amanda, with the song, take us away.
Okay.
Oh, that was the noise that spooked me.
think it might not be the weather. And I lay defeated, not the first. But this time things ain't getting better. But you can't get it might not be the weather. And I lay defeated, not the first. But this time things ain't getting better. But you can't get
shatter.
We're back.
Yes, we are.
We listened to some songs. First, we heard Next Exit by Interpol. There's always these times on the radio where I can't say words properly, and it's sad. Amanda, you're getting this is Amanda's song, so she has to bear the brunt of
to read it. I played Color Decay by I think it's Junius Mayvant. I think. If we ignore the accents,
that's a great name.
Isn't that?
That's pretty cool. I like
that.
I
wonder if it's his real name.
I don't know. We had a kid in my high school whose middle name was Ultimus.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
And we lived for the day that during graduation they called his full name. And we were all so hyped about it. Yeah, it was great. I still think about it every day. But
every day?
I think it's his real name. Junius Maybit.
Where's he from?
Gotta be, I don't know. Still, I'll let you know.
Okay, Amanda's doing some research. We also listened to Can't Get Happy by Only Real. And number 88?
Or hashtag 88.
Hashtag pound 88. I'm going to go with number 88.
Yeah.
By Lo Fang.
Nice.
We have some over-unders, I believe.
We do indeed.
Spencer.
Oh, the first one that we were discussing was Ring Pops. Over-under on Ring Pops. A favorite poolside snack bar type.
Yeah, what?
I don't know.
Where are you having Ring Pops?
Don't hit on my experience as a child.
sorry.
Yeah, so Ring Pops. Curious on y'all's thoughts on the matter.
Okay. I really want one right now. I don't know if it's because, like, I don't know if it's because I'm, like, really thirsty and I think that, like,
that's not gonna help you,
like the juice kind of deal that you get from I don't know, I'm like quenched thinking about it, so like I really
tell us more about how you're quenched.
I'm gonna go with underrated because I just really want one right now because I think it would make my thirst problem better.
Maybe
do they make them in watermelon flavor?
Oh, I'm sure.
All right. That's so underrated. I want one so badly right now.
I don't
right
know
that's
how much
my
it'll
answer.
Help with the thirst.
I'm going to get some water. You can
keep chatting. I'll listen to you from out there.
Maybe I'll find a Ring Pop.
Yeah,
I'm lucky.
To quench your thirst.
If you're around, please bring 3 Ring Pops to the station. We're at Curtis Hall, 3rd floor. You can call. Actually, don't call. Our phones are broken. You can call my personal number if you have it. I will not be giving it out over the air.
Amazing. Okay. I also would have to say underrated because it's just such a novelty. Like, you can it's a ring. That's also a lollipop.
Yeah.
Like, how can you
edible
say no
jewelry
to that?
It's true.
Same with like the candy. Yeah,
like the smart. Yeah.
And like, I guess it's not the most sanitary thing, but like, you just keep them on, and then when you feel like a snack, you just have a munch.
I agree. You can just kind of put it on your ring and you can't completely forget about it.
Is it as sticky? Like, that could get complicated.
I also am of the pro ring pop genre. Also pro push pops.
Oh, push pops are even better.
Even better.
I gotta say, those are even better. No, she's back.
She's back.
Back with an opinion.
Push pops.
Her thirst is quenched and she's ready to go.
Okay, my issue with push pops is that
the pushing.
Oh, it's so much fun.
Ew, you like, so fun. I don't know. It's I feel so like there's fun. Something about the ring that it's like condensed down to like a small enough thing, but the push pop, you're like licking the whole thing and then it gets like drippy and like slimy.
I think you're pushing the pop too early because I don't know. I have some updates on Junius Maybant.
Okay,
correction, that's not his real name. He's from the Westman Islands, unclear where that is. Do you know? It doesn't give a country. But his full name is Unar Gisli Suvermundsen. I'm butchering that, guaranteed. I feel terrible. And it turns out, when he was younger, he only liked two things, skateboarding and painting. Hmm. And he never even picked up an instrument until he was in his early 20s, and he started noodling around on a guitar.
Wow.
That's the description on his Facebook page. So
I feel like
cool.
I feel like it's really hard to learn an instrument at that age.
Yeah, no, it is because I'm currently trying to learn the guitar, and I would not say that I could just noodle around.
Right,
on
but
it.
But you're also like musical. Like, you've played other instruments. Right. Like, you know how to read music. I think it's I think it's hard when like
to go zero to like making music for a living.
Oh yeah, exactly, yeah. Exactly.
Especially his style too. It's very like I don't know. It's not very traditional.
Speaking of noodling around, over under on noodles.
Oh, But that's like
pool,
what kind
pool.
Of noodles?
Oh,
pool
noodles.
like what kind of like
edible noodles? I think are generally like
those are pretty.
They're pretty good.
I'm gonna say underrated. There's yes. so many things you can do with
you
them.
Can
you
so
can ride
things.
Them. You can whack your friends with them. you can whack your enemies
you
with
the
them.
The squirt thing where you're
the squirt when you yeah yeah when yeah you put it underwater and then you blow.
And you blow. Sure,
that's my favorite thing to do. Oh my gosh.
There's yes, yeah. there's lots of uses.
What else can you if you get multiple,
you can make a raft.
You can really float.
Sure.
Because now at our age, you can't just really use
you can't
one.
Float on one noodle, no.
And that was a sad day when I couldn't use just one noodle anymore.
Okay.
Oh my gosh. But yeah. Good one.
All right. More music now that we've killed half an hour.
Killed it.
Here is a song from a band I have newly discovered. This album came out in 2016, but I really enjoy them.
We'll be right back. game out in Brazil, cause everybody plays a beautiful game while I'm in Brazil, cause it's all you've ever wanted and it's all that you want still. Don't you wanna play the beautiful game out in Brazil? I wanna play the beautiful game while I'm in Brazil, cause everybody plays a beautiful game out in Brazil, and all you ever wanted and it's all that you want still. Don't you wanna play the beautiful game out in Brazil? Yeah. I heard it lives down the river somewhere, the six cars and grease beneath the bed, but I just believe and see when it talks like an angel but it looks like me. Yeah. I heard it lives down the river somewhere, the six cars and grease beneath the bed, but I just believe and see when it talks like an angel but it looks like me.
And that was my triple collateral on Free For All.
Now what?
No, thank you very much, Tom York. That was a cover of New Order's Ceremony from Radiohead's 2007 webcast. I wish they did that for... I guess it maybe it'd be hard with their newer album, but they would... There was another one of their albums that I'm pretty sure they played, like, the whole thing in the studio or something. It's pretty cool.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, I think our named guest number one is here.
I am indeed.
Oh, hi.
How are you?
I'm so good. How are you?
Very good, very good.
This is, like, England weather we have over here.
I know, it's absolutely ridiculous. It reminded me a lot of London. It's just disgusting.
How is London?
London is, it's London, you know. We've mm-hmm. just got a lot of this kind mm-hmm. of weather. But I've got quite a selection of umbrellas to choose from. So I've made the best of it.
I'm glad to hear it. So, do you have a PSA for us?
I do. I have a very good PSA tonight. It's excuse me. it's just numbers to think about. American alcohol consumption. And so just 10% of the adult population drinks more than 3/4 of all the alcohol consumed in the United States. That is pretty significant. Only 10% drinks 3/4. While 30% of American adults don't drink at all, and another 30% average less than one drink per week, the top 10% of American adults, 24 million of us, consume an average of 74 drinks per week, more than 10 drinks a day.
Wow.
That is absurd.
That is absurd.
A bit concerning, I'd have to say.
I agree. Thank you for educating us once again.
I think should just keep that in mind as they move into their adulthood.
Yes.
As we're all reaching the age of 21. Although in England,
right.
it's 18, which right. I think is a much more realistic age for our young adults.
Mm-hmm.
Just putting that up.
But
there.
be responsible.
Exactly.
Is what we are preaching.
Very important.
Agreed.
Well, thank you so much for joining us again. Always
of
with
course.
A
it's
an
always
important
a pleasure.
Message.
Thank you.
Have a safe trip back to England. Hopefully your weather over there is nicer than ours here.
I hope so too. Thank you.
Thank you. All right, Amanda, do you have a song for us?
I do have a song for us. Yeah, it's a good one.
It's a good one. I'm excited.
Something fine, I wanted to give you. I know you want it somewhere you can dream. And I've been thinking about a time when you'll be with me, you'll be mine. And we will go and we will go until there's nothing left to follow. I know we'll find a way to be together. Don't let my love away. This is a storm to weather. If it's not fate, my baby, then we will fade away. Come on and lay my lady, I know we'll find a way. Tell me what you know, I can't tell what's on my mind. We've wandered through the city, let me wander.
be happy in his world.
We only have a couple more minutes here before we turn over the station to EM sessions. Just gonna tell you guys the songs we listened to a while ago. Around 9:30 we heard Never Lonely by Space Mountain, then we listened to Brazil by Declan McKenna. I already announced the Ceremony cover by Radiohead. Then we had Find a Way by King Charles. And that last song we heard was Making Plans for Nigel by XTC.
Quality content.
Mm-hmm. Does anyone have anything else to say before we kind of sign off?
Who's Nigel?
I don't know.
And what are the plans that are being made for him?
Maybe we should have listened to the song a bit better. Maybe they would have told us.
Yeah, come on, Spencer.
Come on, Spencer.
Come on, Spencer.
Anyways, probably have maybe two more songs.
Sure. I think we can make two happen.
I think we can make two happen. All right.
Get excited.
Thanks for listening to 88 Miles Per Hour on 91.5 WMFO in Medford.
Good evening.
Thank you. Yesterday morning, I was walking around. Me and Mr. Rodriguez on the wrong side of town. The streets were all empty and the houses all burned down. He reached in his pocket and he pulled out a crown and he said, "You're so much like me, boy. Step out of your dream. Watch them all gather round, boy. It is your turn to be king. 'Cause you are the only one. You are the only one." I come from a small town near West Beverly, right under the freeway, all my brothers and me. My father was Henry, Mary Jane, Eloise. They work in a coal mine from age 17. But I don't see them that much no more. They died one day, a king from a jester and a queen from a slave. You are the only one. You are the only one. You are the only one for me. There's a rose in my garden. They met in the park, a slow song in the distance, and a dance through the dark. One hand to the outside, she waves in the wind. They circle for hours, or what seems to be then. She loved them in the moonlight, soon the morning comes. Then back to the coal mine.